All right, coach, so you get a 69-60 victory, coach. How you feeling after that one? Just give me an overall. How you feel?
Hey, I mean, I feel great. Obviously, it's our biggest win of the season. Not just the fact that it was a really good opponent, but it's a team where, you know, so first place in the region. So this puts us in first place. You know, for now, we still have the other games to play. We still have to go two pace. So it's far from over, but it puts us in a good position where now we control our own destiny. And that's all you want. You want to be able to control your own destiny. But I'm proud of them. It's a really good team. Very well coached. Shoot the ball well. They do everything well. So I'm just proud of them. It was a great win.
Now, let's go to the second quarter. It was you guys were trailing double digits, but you got right back into the game. You guys were on a nice little spurt there. I was down early. What was your kind of your message to them when you were trailing early in the game, kind of get back into it?
I think the biggest thing is we were making a lot too many mistakes defensively, leaving people open that we shouldn't have been leaving open, not running shooters off the line, things like that, things we talked about doing. We weren't doing them. We just weren't working hard enough on defense, and the guys kind of realized that, and they snapped out of it and woke up. And you have to make some adjustments. They are really good defensively. They change defenses on you all the time, so you're constantly having to adjust and call something different, and that's a great job by their coach doing that. And so that kind of threw us off early, but once we kind of settled into that groove, I think that was the difference.
And I want to follow up on that, coach. I seen that all game. They were running 3-2 3-2 zone, and they was running press trap. But you guys would seem like you prepared and you were able to adjust well. So what can you speak to being able to do that and adjust on the fly like that, just being prepared?
It comes with having an experienced team. Yeah, that's important. I mean, sure, we watch film and all those things, but you can watch all the film in the world. If your team isn't good enough to do it, if you don't have an experienced team, they'll struggle with that. Right. And because I have a team, you know, three seniors, a junior, and two juniors, like when you have that type of unit out there with all that experience, it makes a big difference. And so they can see things and they can adjust to it on the fly without me having to call a timeout and tell them. They know what to do. We practice it, drilled it, and so they adjusted well. So it was a good job on their part doing that.
Right. And then two guys stand out to me, obviously Avante Nichols and then Keenan Gray. I mean, Keenan Gray was doing great point, bringing the ball up. He was finishing towards the rim. And then Avante Nichols was great on both sides of the floor. He was blocking shots. He was getting rebounds going up. So just talk about those two and the impact they had, kind of, in your opinion, in this game, and just being able to play that team defense that you told me, like, kind of in pockets.
Absolutely. Avante, I mean, that's the biggest thing he brings to this team is his athleticism and his energy. He plays so hard. He's the best athlete I've ever coached, highest leap I've ever coached. Definitely, I haven't seen anybody in the state of Georgia that is more athletic than him. Right. So, and combine that with the energy that he brings, I mean, on both ends, he's just a tear, and he's really a threat on defense when he gets into passing lanes. And then Keenan, same way. Keenan's a really good athlete, and he's strong, and he's physical, and he's smart. And so when you have two guys like that out there, they just affect the game so much on both ends of the court, and that's what's important.
All right, Coach, two more questions. I'll let you go. For you, Coach, personally, how cool is it coaching your son, and what kind of progression have you seen for him starting out early in the season and then where he is today?
It's actually cool. It's fun. It's tricky because, you know, you're dad and coach, and you're having to be dad at some times and coach at other times. And sometimes it's difficult going back and forth to each one. But I'm proud of him. He's young, you know, only a sophomore. He's the youngest starter. He's, you know, everybody else in the lineup started last year, so he's the new guy in the starting lineup and the young guy. So he's kind of trying to find his way, how he fits in with the starting unit. And I'm telling him, just relax. You'll figure it out. You're young. But I'm proud of the way he's maturing and his confidence is growing, and that's all I want from him.
Last question, Coach. What can you take from this game? Obviously, big win, like you alluded to, going up 7-0 right now in the region. But what can you take from this game to keep building and get to where ultimately where you want to be?
My take from it is that I feel that when we're at our best, when we're playing at our best, we can play with anybody. And that's all you want. You want to be the ability where you can play with anybody. And I think we saw that. Again, a team that's a really good team. They played a really tough schedule. They played some of the top teams in the nation. They've gone overseas. They've done a lot of things. So they're prepared. And they're a really good team. And so for us to be able to pull out a win against them, that's something that we need to build on and have our confidence in anybody we play to say, hey, if we can play a team like that and be victorious, we got to be confident against anybody.